Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into episode number 624 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. It's KB coming at you from Underground Studios. We got a lot to catch up on. It's been a while since we talked, and a lot has happened since we last talked. And it is the annual Underground Sports Philadelphia big old baseball preview show, where we're going to preview everything Fightin' Phils, everything Major League Baseball. And joining me for the first time on a baseball preview, the one and only host with the most, the people's champ, who, if I'm not mistaken, in about a week's time is going to be sitting right next to me in the studio, and we're going to be taking in a Fightin' Phils game. That is right. Mr. Patty Pitts.
What's popping, all my peeps? Champ of the peeps is here in the underground, ready to talk baseball, because I need something to look forward to. All right, the Celtics and Bruins are doing great, like that's just a constant. But goddamn, do I miss baseball being part of my life? And ready? the Sox are not helping me by any means.
I'm gonna gear us up. We're gonna sing a little tune. Ready?
We're gonna sing a little. What are we doing?
Ready? Take me out to the ball game.
We're so off key.
Shout out to internet.
You know what it is? Maybe this is just like we'll save for in studio, because then we'll know.
We'll do it at the ball game.
And we'll do video.
We're gonna be taken out to the ball game.
Exactly. So like in the eighth inning, do we play Sweet Caroline in the eighth? Like, is that
thing? We do take me out to the ball game in the seventh, and it's an absolute banger.
Obviously.
But you're going to get a treat, and hopefully the Phils come through. When the Phillies win, there is a fantastic rendition of a beautiful song known as High Hopes, played on the Jumbotron and sung by the man, the myth, the legend, my pure influence in sports, the GOAT, Harry Callis.
No way. That's awesome. All right, I'm in. I'm in. All right.
But we got a lot to dive into for our baseball preview. We got a lot to catch up on, because I know in the last episode I told you guys I was going to be somewhere, and then I ended up not being there, not because of anything in my control, but we will discuss everything. We'll preview the Phils. We'll preview baseball. And we are going to start something on this show that hopefully turns into an annual thing, a very fun thing with the baseball community, because we know during baseball season, Underground Sports Philadelphia comes to life. It's the summertime. People tune in for our baseball content, and we love that. And we want to make it that much more fun. So we are going to do some very fun things. And Pitsy and I were brainstorming this all day today, thinking of how to be fun and creative with it. And we have come up with a new award that we are going to be tracking all baseball season. And I just added another contextual layer of it in my brain, Pitts. So we'll talk about that.
We love how the mind works. It's one of my favorite things.
But before we get into, we'll also update you on the brackets, because the brackets, they are beyond dead. And we're gonna hook you guys up from dead threads if you submit your dead brackets. But before we get into all of that, make sure you're following us on the socials at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, facebook.com/undergroundsportsphi, twitch.tv/undergroundsportsphi. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311 and KBIZZLE11 on Instagram and Threads. Follow Pitsy on Twitter at Pat_Pitz and at Pitsy35 on Instagram and Threads, because sometimes when you log into Threads, you see some very funny things from Patty Pitts.
Whoa. All right. Whoa. I'm just hilarious. All right. That's all you need to know about
exactly.
That. I am hilarious.
Oh, it was great.
You need love. I'm here.
Follow Pitsy on the socials. Of course, guys, subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way for helping this show continue to grow. We've been growing like crazy over the past like month and a half or so. We've been climbing those charts, Pitsy. We've been climbing the charts. Climbing the charts.
Here we go. Here we go. We
gotta keep climbing the charts, because this week we've fallen down a little bit, but we haven't posted an episode yet. We gotta keep climbing the charts. But we are still we are number 1401 in the Apple Podcast Charts, USA Sports.
Okay.
Keep it pushing. Okay. Let's keep it moving.
Baby steps.
Let's get in. Let's break 1,000. Let's keep it going. Keep subscribing. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way. We want to get into that top 1,000. We want to be in with the big dogs, because we know we create like the big dogs. So keep subscribing on audio. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel. Baseball season is where we thrive, because I'm at the ballpark for a multitude of Sundays. Shout out to the season tickies. We're going to be trying to do a lot of stuff. We're trying to reach out to some of the Phillies minor league affiliates to try to do some things at the minor league level. And, you know, we got road trips planned for a whole bunch of stuff. You don't want to miss out on it, because in video form, it goes on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, live streams, clips, shorts, original video content. It's all available on our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. We are currently, as we're recording this, at 750 subscribers. We've lost a couple. What are we doing? Let's keep it pushing upwards, not downwards.
What? Come on.
We're 250 away from full monetization on the channel.
Come on. Come on. Come subscribe.
Come on.
You know you want to.
Come true. Come true. Let's make our dreams come true. Keep subscribing to the YouTube channel. Although I do have some fun things to discuss YouTube-wise with you and a few other people once we finish recording. So keep subscribing. Let's get to 800 subscribers before the end of April. Come on. Come on. 50 more of you got to subscribe for that to happen. Let's go. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland, and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar features city-organized, city-sponsored, and city-affiliated events that are of public interest, just like the Parade for Pop, Volume 2, Isaiah Pacheco's championship parade going down on April 20th in our city. I will be there making content, hopefully getting Pop on for a few minutes on the pod. Who knows?
That'd be pretty cool.
The boy, shout out to him. That's probably available on the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar. And the calendar, which is accessible at vinelandcity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing. Season Pitsy's going to get his first taste of Vineland in about a week.
I'm very excited to see the city that I've been representing here in this pod for so long.
That's right.
Be nice.
It's always growing season in Vineland. And of course, big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. Pitsy. Da-da-da-da-da-da! Charge!
Charge!
Or as my dad likes to say, or debit.
God damn it. It's just a stick. God damn it.
It's baseball season. It's the big baseball preview show brought to you in part by our awesome merch partners at PHI Apparel Company, the best merch in the game. You want to gear up for Philly season? Look no further than PHI Apparel Company. From shirts, hoodies, they've got you covered for the Phils. They got you covered for every Philly sports team in the city and your official Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast merch. I want to see people rocking Underground Sports at the ballpark this summer. I want to see it all year long. Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast merch exclusively at PHI Apparel Company for the best merch in the game. Pitsy knows the hoodie's insanely comfortable. The shirts, one of a kind. They're the best in the game. If you want to stand out in the crowd when you're going to Citizens Bank Park, when you're going to hang out at the bar, or you're just hanging out at home and want to be feeling relaxing and comfortable as possible, go to phiapparel.co. And when you go to checkout, use our code underground. You're going to get 10% off your merch orders. That's at any time of the year. But use our code. It really does go a long way for helping the show continue to grow. Most effective and direct way to support everything we're doing. So go get your merch, phiapparel.co, code underground, 10% off your merch orders. First things first, Jordan Montgomery's not the realist.
He's not.
Before we get into the preview, the offseason has to come to a close, and it has officially come to a soft close as Jordan Montgomery has signed one of the weirdest contracts of the baseball offseason with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Dude, was it 2 years, $20 million? Is that right?
The contract looks like this. It is,
that's stupid,
on the surface, a one-year, $25 million contract with a vesting option for a second year that Jordan Montgomery has the ability to opt out of. So long as he, and the option vests, so long as he makes 10 starts for the Diamondbacks in 2024. The money can increase depending on if he makes 12 starts or I think 16 or 18 starts. Like, there's escalators for the money depending on amount of starts made.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But if he makes those baseline 10 starts, he can opt out of the contract and become a free agent again.
That's so wild, because then all in
the fact that 29 other teams did not do a deal like this is lunacy.
Yeah, of all at this point in the offseason, if you're signing for that amount of money and that weird of a length of time, that's just like, we need to get you on a team type of deal. Like, this is not the deal that Scott Boras expected him to have at the beginning of the offseason. And you kind of make a good point with a soft closing.
Like, nine figures for my guy.
Yeah, dude. Like, what the hell? The biggest drop off I've seen.
Insane. Like, just crazy.
Like, is he that good? That's what I want to know. Like, is he that good where
he's very good? I think a lot of it is based on recency bias, where he was elite in the World Series, won a World Series with the Rangers. He's a lefty, so that helps in terms of like lineup manipulation.
On the world. Yeah, okay.
A lot of it comes from being so dominant against the Astros in the World Series, or in the ALCS, and then against the Diamondbacks in the World Series. I don't know, man. I'm just dumbfounded that a team like the Yankees, who are dealing with Garrett Cole's injury, a team like the Red Sox, who need pitching, a team like the Phillies, who, if you want to push your chips all into the middle of the table, you go and do a deal like this where you already have a healthy relationship with Scott Boras. And it was talked about where the Phillies like were in on a one-year deal. Go and do something creative like that and get a guy like Jordan Montgomery in this rotation, especially since we talked about this on the last episode, Steve and I, Taijuan Walker is going to be out the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season. I don't know.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's.
I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to be as good as they were last year. I think a lot of things fell their way in a perfect simulation type of situation. Mm-hmm. I think the rotation is still very, very good. Will they hit as well as they did last year? That remains to be seen. But nonetheless, okay, it pisses me off that a National League team gets a pitcher like Jordan Montgomery, and now the Phillies have to worry about that guy whenever they face the Diamondbacks and obviously contending for a wild card spot, because a lot of people expect the Phillies to be in the wild card yet again. with the Braves in the division. That remains to be seen, but it is it's not fun when the broad picture for the Phillies is the playoffs, and now you're looking at these teams, you know, you have the Dodgers in, the Braves are there, some team from the NL Central is going to get in. Then you have the Phillies. Is it going to be the Padres, the Giants, the Diamondbacks? Now you got to kind of elevate the Diamondbacks a lot more. You know, who are you going to be facing in the postseason now?
Mm-hmm.
And you gave a potential opponent a firearm left-handed pitcher that can help you win and has won in the postseason and on the biggest stage.
Thing is, like, you have to think in terms of the wild card now. You know, you can't all – and I don't mean this in a negative light that the Braves are that much better than the Phillies. I just mean in hindsight, the Diamondbacks are who you're fighting a playoff spot for.
Correct.
You know, you are fighting against them. And to give up a guy like that for what he went for, it's just mind-boggling. See, I don't even blame the Phillies. I really don't blame any of the teams at this point because of where it started and, oh, how the mighty have fallen. What happened in between that it got so lost in translation that this dude's getting paid like, you know.
Scott Boras had a disastrous offseason for himself.
Yeah.
His big four cultivated nowhere close to what he was asking for one of them. Cody Bellinger got a 3-year deal worth $80 million, and there's opt-outs after every year. Blake Snell got a 2-year deal worth $62 million with an opt-out after the first year. Matt Chapman got a, I believe, 3-year deal similar to Bellinger's. I forget the dollar amount, but there's opt-outs. Jordan Montgomery got this $25 million deal with an opt-out option vesting.
Should any of those guys be making upwards of 100?
I thought Cody Bellinger could, just because of the position he plays, the bounce back he had. I thought the Cubs would have been a little... Like, the Cubs got him on a great deal for them.
Yeah, from what it sounds like.
I'm not the highest on Blake Snell. I understood why people were like... But, like, the fact that people were saying Blake Snell is a almost $300 million pitcher is asinine.
Well, that's lunacy. That's lunacy. I even
pure ludicrous statements. But I also think this is a, and I, mind you, we are very pro player. We want players to get paid. They deserve to get paid. But I think this is almost like a market crash almost, where players have been so valued for so long, and you've seen these contracts come out, and you know, a lot of them have paid off in a good way. The Bryce Harpers, the Garrett Cole, Zach Wheeler, you know, Schwarber, Castellanos, Trey Turner, like those contracts, just to name a few, have been great. Another Boras client who got paid nowhere near what people thought, JD Martinez, signed a 1-year, what is effectively a $4.5 million deal with the Mets.
Yeah, it's disgusting. He's with the Mets. Like, of all, it's.
And did you see his quote? He said he's addicted to the postseason. That's why he signed with the Mets. Good luck, pal.
Make that make sense for me, Kyle.
You can't. There's no making sense there.
It's like saying you're obsessed with cheesesteaks and you live in Anchorage.
Shout out to DJ.
Or my dog.
Like, a multitude of these big money contracts have paid off. But then you look at, like, some, and I think the biggest one is the Anthony Rendon contract. Has not paid off well for the Angels. And, you know, I think people are now like bullish, unless you know you're like in a win now situation or close to winning. You look at the teams who have made all in type of moves over the past couple of years, Phillies, the Braves, the Mets did it for a year and it failed. The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks are doing it now. The Padres have done it. You know, you've seen teams do this, and it's like they have the roster to compete. You know, they can go all in and bring in these big free agents. They can do this. But then the rest of baseball is just like, how you doing? You know, you look around baseball, and we'll get into our preview later, but like realistically, there's not that many like surprise teams in Major League Baseball right now.
No.
Like
team
last year was
really
the Orioles, and that was fun, and they're going to be really good this year. But when you look at Major League Baseball across the board right now,
what?
There's nothing that is going to really pop off the screen to me in terms of a surprise type of team like we had last year with the Orioles, like we've had in years past when like the Blue Jays got hot. You know, when you had the fun Guardians teams for a couple years in the late 2010s. You know, last year maybe the Rangers were one of those teams, but the Rangers, another team that has
but the Rangers were sneaky last year.
And they spent exorbitant amounts of money.
They've got Verlander, Eovaldi.
Scherzer, not Verlander.
Scherzer, they traded. Yeah,
they traded Scherzer. They had Eovaldi. DeGrom. Jordan Montgomery,
DeGrom.
A couple other guys, too, that were in, they signed Corey Seager, Marcus Simeon. Like, they've spent
moves,
upwards of $1 billion in the last 2 years.
Yeah, but look where it paid off. It got them a World Series. Like, that's at the end of the day. Like, you have to make those moves to win titles. You and I know this of all people. Like, you know, you have to do these things. And in the MLB, it just seems like the teams that should be doing it aren't.
It was like the Orioles and the Diamondbacks last year were like the two like surprise teams that were like, what the fuck? You know?
Yeah, that was it.
Maybe there's a couple teams this year. Now I'm like kind of looking it over.
Brewers, I remember them. I'm trying to think of teams that were in like the run differential.
The Reds might be sneaky. You know, they got Ellie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a dog.
You know, the Giants are one of those like under the radar.
They're making moves, though.
Made moves to kind of get back to relevance. But, you know, there's not that much in terms of, like, who, like, I mean, I guess the American League Central is one of those teams where it's just like any of those teams could end up winning the division. And I'd be like, yeah, sure, that makes sense. Guardians, Twins, anyone, Tigers, Royals,
yeah,
White Sox.
Anyone. Are the Tigers that good, though? This year, last time I remember, they were awful. Is Brandon Inch still the third baseman? Like, is that, like, that's where I'm at. Like, that's what I remember from the Tigers.
They have pieces, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
They have pieces. They're probably going to have to trade some of those pieces to continue replenishing for more pieces to build a strong core, but they're getting there to a degree. But the other unfortunate news in terms of baseball, there's two things. First things first, the personal news. As you guys heard on the most recent episode of this podcast, I was invited to Philly Sneak Peek Day at the ballpark, where I was afforded the invitation and opportunity that I am beyond grateful for and hope to have that extended to me in the future. Where I would have been able to see all of the giveaways for the year, try out new food, which Pitts, I got some food items from our good pal Brooke Destra because she was there.
Shout out Brooke.
Would have been able to see a brand new mural for the first time. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And I unfortunately was unable to attend. Early Monday morning, I did not feel great, and I was just like nonstop, came down with food poisoning is what we've narrowed it down to. Bofa ends were exploding, and not to get graphic as Pitsy is demonstrating a visual graphic on the YouTube.
Well, that's why you come to YouTube to watch.
Right.
Pitch.
Subscribe. I came down with food poisoning. I'm still battling through it. That's why this episode is not live right now.
We can't take those chances up in
it here, sucks. It was my first time. This is my first time ever having food poisoning. I don't recommend, highly do not recommend, 0 out of 10. But I do apologize to the Phillies and their PR team for my unavailability to attend after RSVPing. I felt awful. I was like, this is like opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah,
and like childhood me is like ready to go, and this happens. But you know, minor setback for hopeful major comeback, and hopefully we're going to be able to curate and build our relationship with the Phillies, not only for this season, but beyond. But yeah, that's why I was not at Sneak Peek. That's why you didn't see anything from me from the Sneak Peek, but jealous of everyone that was able to make it. And hopefully I'll be there for the next one. The other unfortunate news is opening day in Philadelphia has been postponed.
Postponed.
To Friday. There's rain in the forecast. This seems to always happen. I don't get it. We need to do better talking to the media.
Mother Nature, what are we doing here? All right. Baseball.
Heavy rain in the forecast, and opening day will now occur Friday at 3:05 p.m. at Citizens Bank Park. Spencer Strider, Zach Wheeler, what a matchup of titans. And we always know that Spencer Strider shrinks when he comes to Citizens Bank Park. So let's go, Phils. The other bit here, I'll be at Citizens Bank Park on Saturday. What? I'll be at Citizens Bank Park on Sunday.
What?
And Pitsy and I will be at Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday. What?
Making my return.
Talk about making my return. Bank.
I'm so excited. I am going to house some crab fries. I am and going to watch some baseball. Dogs. Yeah, dude, just keep feeding me. You know, I'm going to be so just happy to be in Philly. Because that's what I'm going to be touching down. So I just want to immerse myself in the culture. And what a way to start off WrestleMania week than just going to the bank.
I've been seeing this on Twitter a bunch lately, and it's so true. It was like, there's one thing that could heal me right now, and it's soft serve ice cream and a little baseball helmet.
No, yeah, dude.
My God.
Dude, that would... I think we need pick. Like, I think...
He's done miracles on me, and it's just ice cream in the mini helmet.
That's all I want. That just is pure bliss. I don't know what it is, but it's just eating it out of that helmet cup dish, and you're just watching the game. There's not a care in the world. All you care about is just seeing runs get scored. There's no better feeling.
It's so good. It's so good. I can't wait. Are you a twist guy? Are you single flavor?
I prefer vanilla, but like I'm at the ballpark, I'm going twist.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Why
twist.
Not? Why not go twist?
Like you gotta go twist. It's amazing. I can't wait. And let's get into our.
We got that before Wale Mania too.
Oh don't boy! You do... What? Let's get into our Philly season preview. It is brought to you by our pals over at FOCO.
Hold on. Do this. My dad said that he needs help with the Nessun.
I'll pause it.
Yeah.
Our Philly season preview is brought to you by our pals over at FOCO. Guys, they're the best. And let me tell you, Pitsy, these shortalls are going to get purchased so quickly by me. Unless I can hit up our rep over at FOCO and see if I can get a pair of them sent over to your boy. Because, my goodness, I sent you the pair that I need to have, right?
Oh, it's so comfy. Yes, you did. Yes,
throwback short hauls. I need those bad boys in my rotation. You guys saw me wearing the overalls all season long last postseason. I still got them. They're going to be coming out at the ballpark. Don't you worry. The overalls will be worn. The shortalls, though, need to be added to the rotation for the summer months. I need to get my Phillies FOCO swag turned up to an 11 on my Jimmy Rollins type flow. And you can do the same with our pals over at FOCO. Click the link in the description. I'm going to work with them to hopefully get us a promo code, too.
Yeah,
right now we just have the link, which really helps us when you guys click it. But I would love to have a promo code set up as well. But click the link in the description. Get your Phillies gear for this baseball season. Get your shorts, alls, your overalls. And look absolutely fantastic at the ballpark this season. Repping our pals over at FOCO, who will be a massive part of our baseball coverage this season. Pitsy, the fight in Phils, baby. The fight in Phils. They're back. It feels so good. It feels so good to have
this.
I'm
so happy for you.
The red Octoberness just taking over my body. Like, this is my time to shine. Like, I know you guys know I get geared up for Eagle season. I love football. It's fun. It's a great time. You guys know I love lacrosse. I love my PLL. I love my NLL. Nothing hits the dopamine high I get when it's baseball season. This is just inner childhood me, just ready to rock and roll, be on the big stage. I love baseball. And Pitsy relates. Pitsy loves baseball. We're trying to bring that inner spirit back out of Pitsy this year.
Well, yeah, because it was the first sport that I watched and got fully invested in until I expanded onto the other sports, you know, and there's just something so simple about it that you just get so excited just watching something, going to games, that I want that back. I want that feeling back. Unfortunately, my hometown team can't do it, so we have to travel to the underground to get there.
So, Pitsy, before we get into season predictions and everything, since you are coming to the ballpark, this comes courtesy of our good pal and our former co-worker and colleague, Brooke Destra, who works at NBC Sports Philadelphia now.
Nice.
She did her write-up for new things coming to the ballpark. Ready to hear some of these new food items?
I'm so excited.
You may have the chance to try when you are here, along with Bogo's Dog. So, some of the listed things here. We have the Ballpark Bomb Fries. These are new fries offered by PJ Willihan's that are exclusive to Citizens Bank Park. Ooh. We have a Bratwurst Sandwich. It's grilled brat topped with spicy mustard and beer braised onions on a Licio bakery roll. Licio's top tier. It will be served with house ranch chips and a pickle.
I like pickles.
Then we have the Buffalo Chick and Hoagie. This is fun. This is good for the Matts and the Sarahs of the world. Plant-based Buffalo Chicken Hoagie.
Oh, it's like that Impossible meat?
It's, I don't know what the actual thing is. Like the
all plant, all the plant. It's all Impossible.
No free ads, but it's from Greens and Grains. But I've heard nothing but good things from Matt and Sarah from when they eat there. So I'm sure this is going to be top tier.
Yeah, I actually, low-key, you have, it's not that much of a difference.
Yeah.
You know you're doing it, but you're feeling good. You're feeling good doing it.
This one, I feel like I am going to be trying a whole lot this season.
Oh, okay.
The Loaded Funnel Cake Fry Sundae. It's fresh funnel cake fries topped with a homemade strawberry compote, vanilla soft serve, and whipped cream.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Just looks absolutely tantalizing.
Dude, that the sounds that is.
Do you want to reconnect with your boy and the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle from South Philly, Kyle Schwarber? We got the Schwarburger 2.0, Pitsy.
The Schwarburger.
After a successful run in the playoffs, Kyle Schwarber's favorite burger creation now has a permanent spot on the menu.
Nice.
You'll receive a fresh burger topped with American cheese, pepper bacon.
What?
A fried egg.
What?
Crispy onions.
What?
And signature sauce.
Signature sauce. I love it. I kind of need to try that, though. We got more.
We got the wing flavor of the month at PJ Willihan's, which, to kick things off, is the Flamin' Pickleback wing.
I don't like pickles.
See, to me, that sounds delicious, and I don't like pickles.
I like honey mustard, though.
Then we got the Fastball Freeze. A new spiked frozen cocktail that will be served in a new baseball-shaped Philly souvenir cup.
What? You tell me I can get drunk and take home a toy with my meal?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm fucking loving it. Like that's
We got the Big Mutts. It's mozzarella sticks made with real fresh ingredients and are being added to the menu in 2024, those things look gigantor, bro. Like
how big?
Massive. Like, I'm not even joking. They look like this big in the pictures. I'm not even joking.
Dude, get some marinara sauce there.
Need it. What? We've got new alcoholic edition. New alcohol editions. Briganti Wines, owned by former major leaguer Mike Costanzo Jr. Get a little classy at the ballpark, a little vino.
I don't hate it. I'm not gonna hate it. I'm not the wine guy at the ballpark, but everyone has to have their options.
The Casamigos bar.
Let's go. Casamigos is like top tier tequila.
We got the Four Walls, the new Irish American whiskey brand from Rob McElhaney, what? Glenn Howerton, what? And Charlie Day, what?
What?
Will now be offered at the ballpark. And the Big Kona, the Kona Big Wave Bar, formerly the Goose Island at the Park Bar, is an outdoor bar located at the third base plaza.
I know Goose Island. They have a good beer. It's a good IPA.
So, some new things coming to the ballpark. I'll link Brooks' article in the description for everybody to check that out. The other big news, along with that, shout out to Bryce and Kayla Harper. They're expecting their third baby.
Congrats.
Dad strength loading. Let's go.
I'd like to say.
But Pitsy, we've got some big things for this Phillies team coming
in
2024. Zach Wheeler, back. Aaron Nola, back. Ranger Suarez, back. Healthy. Big factor from the beginning of last season. Christopher Sanchez, excited for. You've also got Spencer Turnbull coming in to kind of play middleman while Taiwan Walker's out. Don't hate it. He looked good in spring training. I'll take it. You got everybody coming back pretty much from the lineup. Bryce Harper, now your full-time first baseman. Bryson Stott at second base. Trey Turner at shortstop. Alec Bohm, who I truly think by the time 4 years, Alec Bohm's winning a gold glove.
Okay. We got on record. Now.
Give it we 4 years or less winning a gold glove, because by God. And it feels so good to be right about him. It feels so fucking good, Pitts. You have no idea.
Yeah, I remember you were fighting those haters online.
Since day one. Feels so good to be right. Brandon Marsh should be ready for opening day. That's the boy. That's your spirit Philly right there.
That is my spirit Philly. We took that quiz.
That's your guy.
We took that quiz, and that's my guy.
You're going to be barking all season long.
What?
You're going to be barking all season long, because that's what Brandon Marsh does. You think it's a game. You think it's a fucking game. I'll have to send you that video, and I'll have you practice your Brandon Marsh bark. Everyone barks.
Well, I got to be Brandon Marsh.
He also walks up to Breathe In, Breathe Out by Lil Uzi Vert, and it is unreal vibes when he walks up.
For a second, I thought it was Breathe In, Breathe Out. It was the song. He goes, Breathe In, Breathe Out. Breathe In, Breathe Out.
I don't even think the name of the song is Breathe In, Breathe Out.
No, it's Machine Head. Got a machine head.
No, I'm saying the Lil Uzi Vert song. It's 444 plus 222.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay.
You got Christian Pache back, which I was very happy to be wrong about last year, and I'm happy he's back. Johan Rojas gonna make the team. Needs to hit the ball, but you can't rely on your number nine hitter to be the end all be all for your offense either. The guys in front of him also have to hit. Nick Castellanos back, wide. The boy dialed in, lasered in. He's also going to be playing his first game of the season on Good Friday at 3 p.m. When did the Lord raise up from the dead, Pits? 3 p.m. on Good Friday, wide.
Oh, sorry. Your Lord, not mine.
Bang. Ring that fucking bell. Nick Castellanos is hitting an opening day home run.
I don't know if the world's right, because I have this. I don't know why, but they're not. I know why. It's because every time Nick Castellanos hits a home run, just something absurd happens. So like anytime he hits a home run, I just think something nonsensical in this world's gonna happen.
Can't wait! I can't wait to see the boy back at the ballpark. Kyle Schwarber, your DH. How excited are you that you're going to be able to see Kyle Schwarber in person?
You know what? That's going to be cool. Because I haven't been to a baseball game in a long time. And to start out with the Phils, it'll be nice to see a familiar face where, you know, you remember the good old days, nostalgia.
You also get to see our boy. Hopefully he pitches when you're at Matt Strom. Just sign an extension with the fight.
I would
Phils.
Love Matt Strom, dude. He's
been our guy.
Oh, easily has been our guy for a minute.
An extension with the Phils. Very excited about that. We talked about that on the last episode. It was also very weird because shout out to Jared Carrabas. Section 10 and Baseball's Dead are back. And people were commenting under like the Section 10 posts. And it was your guys' like 2019 locker room celebrations with Dancing on My Own playing. And I was like, that's ick. That's ours now.
No, I was listening to that the other day, and I remember it being that, but I don't have that as the synonymous song. Wait, that was our 2019 song when we won?
Yeah, because Kyle Schwarber brought it to the Red Sox.
Oh, then it was ours first. You haven't won anything.
Yeah, but
what is this?
Yeah, but we went farther than the Red Sox did, and
we won in 2019.
Won in 2018.
Oh, what was our song then?
I don't know.
Oh, I got to figure that out.
2019, okay, I thought no, you were using Dancing on My Own.
Oh, yeah, we lost. Yeah. Oh, okay, over. Yeah. All right. No, I thought we won with... No, we had like a locker room song in 2018. Yeah, I can't remember
what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dancing on My Own also confirmed back by Garrett Stubbs.
Thank God. I was listening to that the other day. That song
so
just
good.
Slapped.
It's so such a banger. We need Callum Scott on this podcast, and shout out to Robin, the original artist of the song. It's just so good. It's so like I can't wait to blast that song on Friday. That song will be on repeat.
I keep dancing on my own. There we go. All right, not too bad. Good practice.
So good. It's so good. I can't wait. But yeah, majority of the core lineup back. Garrett Stubbs back. Edmundo Sosa back. Only lineup deficiency as of right now. One left-handed hitter off the bench, and it's Garrett Stubbs. But that is something you can navigate through in the first month of the season, in my opinion. Majority of the bullpen pretty much back. You have added some minor pieces here and there, and it's not, you know, I've seen a lot of people complaining about the Phillies moves this offseason and lack thereof. This team didn't really need too many tweaks. Like they lost their depth perception in the NLCS, and that's why they lost to the Diamondbacks. You look at the majority of this roster, and you know, you added Whit Merrifield to this team, which I think is such an underrated, sneaky add. He's going to be so versatile for this team off the bench and in spots where you need him to start, like automatically makes the bench that much deeper. I love the signing of Whit Merrifield. But you look at the pitching, like, your top three is as good as any. Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, Ranger Suarez. Hopefully Taiwan Walker comes back, has his velocity back from this shoulder issue. Christopher Sanchez, I'm very high on this year. I think he can have a really solid year in the rotation. And then I think Spencer Turnbull is like sneaky under the radar type of, you know, fifth starter swingman type guy that kind of feels like your Michael Lorenzen role, which shout out to him, got his deal with the Rangers. Shout out to the Lorenzen family. They've been nothing but good to the podcast since the Phillies traded for him. And I wish him nothing but success. Great family, great people. But, you know, the bullpen back ended by Jose Alvarado. You have Connor Brogdon, Dylan Covey, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Jeff Hoffman, Orion Kerkering, who's starting the year on the injured list, but he'll be back. You have Michael Rucker in this bullpen, Luis Ortiz, Gregory Soto, Matt Strom. Like, this team is set up for success. And I know you want your team to go all in you know, when it's the off season and everybody's kind of playing fair game, you don't give up assets. But the Phillies still have flexibility, and when the trade deadline rolls around this season, they're going to have a lot more flexibility than some other teams, and they can make a big splash move at the deadline that you didn't see coming and make this team that much better for the stretch run than what they did last year, and that potentially puts them over the top and gets them back to the World Series for a second season out of three.
Do you think that's their strategy going into the year? Not, and let me, before I, like, when I say that, I mean, don't overpay in free agency because it low-key is a crapshoot at the end of the day, like the draft, in a way. But then you go into, you play the season.
Yes, this offseason. Because of how everything kind of played itself out and the lingering offseason of Snell and Montgomery and Chapman and Bellinger and just the weird contracts and everything. Mm-hmm. I think it sets you up more so, hey, let's go get a guy who potentially has club control after this season. Trade for him. He's on this team for now and the future. And we get an extended look at him and decide if we want to re-sign him when his contract's up. Or you think, hey, there's a better player out there from a team that's going to fall off the face of the earth at the trade deadline. Let's go and get that guy rather than somebody who we don't feel like fits our mold.
Okay. Because when I look at the Phillies, I see them as just a contender, like just this team that's going to be fighting for a playoff race, a playoff spot, I mean. And a team like that isn't spending, you know, unless it is a Jordan Montgomery, but as you said, the market has crashed, so maybe they know something that we don't. If you're not going to go that route, then you got to be as confident as all hell with the team you got going into April, and then just rolling the dice come July who the best player available is and snag them up to really put you over the edge, like you said. That's the smartest move in my opinion for them, but you know, it just, yeah.
So here is how we are going to do our overall preview for this Phillies team. Pitsy and I are going to deliver our team MVPs for the Fightin' Phils, who we think is going to be the team MVP for 2024. Can be any position, whoever it may be. We are going to deliver at some point in the exercise our win total for the team. I will give Pitsy the over-under. I have it already. We'll let you guys know if we think it's going to hit the over or under, and we'll give our exact win total, which I think Matt and I both went under what the Phillies actually ended up with, if I'm not mistaken, last season. We will also give out our what else did I have written down here? Team MVP, we have the win total. We will give out some props for the Phils that I'll have available for Pitsy to kind of give his thoughts on, and we'll curate our team props here. And then we will also have the Phillies edition of this new award that Pitsy and I have curated. That's going to be so much fun to track all season long, curate a database for, and hopefully keep this thing running for decades and decades and decades. So Pitsy, your Phillies MVP in 2024, who is going to be the catalyst behind the Fightin' Phils to guide them to a third straight Red October and hopefully to a World Series?
I'm going Brandon Marsh, my guy.
Oh,
I think his bat will lead them. That's my guy. I think Brandon Marsh's bat will be a pivotal reason.
I am going to say my team MVP is going to be the man that signed his contract this offseason. Give me Aaron Nola.
Ooh, okay.
I think Aaron Nola is going to have a year that flips off all the haters, silences the doubters, and makes everyone realize this is why we re-signed this guy to this contract. This is why he's going to be a Philly for life. And I think Aaron Nola is going to absolutely dominate this season and be in Cy Young type form. Who is your... Who do you think is going to lead the... I'll say that it's a couple of props. Who's going to lead the Phillies in home runs?
But I'm going to go Bryce.
Okay. I'm going to go with the clubhouse favorite. I'm going to go Kyle Schwarber on it. Okay. He gets 40 bombs a year. I love it. I'll go Schwarber. Who is going to lead the Phillies in wins from a pitcher? Believe it or not, last year was Taijuan Walker.
That was what I was going to say, but he's missing.
AKA like a Taijuan Walker. But yes, who is going to lead the Phillies in wins? Will it be Wheeler, Nola, Ranger Suarez, Christopher Sanchez, Spencer Turnbull, Taijuan Walker, or maybe it's a pitcher who's not even on the team, which would be an absolute disaster. But who do you have leading the Phillies in wins?
Give me Ranger Suarez.
Love that pick from you.
It's something about it. Just like, I feel like the most wins is not the guy that you lead, like you expect to do.
You want me
it.
To make you love Ranger Suarez even more?
Yeah, of course.
You know what his warm-up song is? Because, you know, pitchers get warm-up songs rather than walk-up songs.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Rager by Kid Cudi.
Mr. Rager?
Yeah.
I know that song.
He's the man. Mr. Rager's a bot.
That guy fucks. That guy fucks.
He's the best.
So hard.
My man, I say, could you imagine? In clubhouse too, celebrating after each round.
Dude, I can just picture, like, you're listening to that as you're warming up, and you're just firing in there. Just, you're so locked in. How do you not hear that beat and just go, like, yeah, I don't care. Like, you're trying to talk to me? Fucking forget about it. I'm throwing 12 sixes.
There was a mic couple years ago. He, like, accidentally walked in on a press conference to the door, and his head just poking out, like, like the Kim Kardashian meme.
Mr. Rager just coming in. Oh, that's awesome.
You know what? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to follow you with Ranger Suarez leading the Phillies in wins. I like that pick. I think that's a great that's a great vibes move for the Fightins in 2024.
Ball about the vibes.
We will also curate who will end up leading the Phillies in saves. I will give you three options and a other
Thank
option.
You.
Yeah. Jose Alvarado, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Orion Kirkering, or other?
Other. I'm playing the field. I'm not going to try to test my knowledge there.
I am going to go with Jose Alvarado, which he's another guy I think you're going to absolutely love, because on an actual television spring training broadcast, he was talking with Tom McCarthy and John Kruk and talking about how he's a big grizzly bear. And he was like, I'm fat, bro. I'm fucking fat.
Yo, self-awareness is something else, man. You know, it's just something that gives
so
the keeps on giving.
Freaking funny, man. Oh, dude. Yeah, so funny. Dude, this is perfect. This is da-na-na, da-na-na.
Do we really have breaking news?
Speaking of our Phillies win leader. Guess who rang the bell at the Sixers game tonight wearing an Allen Iverson jersey?
Oh, dude, 20 wins.
Mr. Rager.
Dude, that's 20 wins.
Go. Let's ring the go.
Ring that damn bell.
Oh, this is such good vibes for that pick. Love it.
God, everything's coming up Philly. I just
love it.
I want to ring a bell. Can I ring a bell? Can I ring a bell when we go down?
Buy like a fake Liberty Bell for you to ring the studio.
Dude, yeah, that's like now hit that, and that's how we enter the show. It's just me hitting the bell.
Oh, that's great. Now, Pitts, we get to the Phillies win total. This is always fun to track all season long. I believe last I checked, I'm going to double check it now. Last I checked, it was 89.5 was the line.
93.
I love the confidence.
That number just sticking out.
I will pull.
I want to say 92, but not 92, 93.
So the Phillies last season finished with. Why is it not showing? Here we go. Last season, Phillies finished 90-72.
I think they got. Would you say they got better?
I think they got better, and I know a lot of people will probably disagree with me there, in a sense of they didn't really sign too many like big name pieces to warrant that. But I am going to pull up. Here we go. Team futures. And let's see. Why can I not find this?
It's tough. The internet's just, when it wants to work, it's great.
Here we go. Regular season wins over under 89.5.
Yeah, 93.
I like it.
I'm locking it in.
Let's see. Where do I want to go with the win total? 93. I like.
You're hemming and hawing over there.
You know, and you also kind of have to like factor in like what the team is going to do trade deadline wise and everything.
That's true.
I like 93 too. That's a great number. I'm going to ride team total 93. That's us. Give me 93. That's a 3-win improvement. Like, I think that can win you a lot of games. That could potentially win you the division if the Braves fall off, which I don't know if they will, but who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
But I think in that 93, 94, and if all clicks well, Phillies go like 96. That's like peak, in my opinion, if all goes right and they make some great moves. But I like 93. And it's an improvement from last year. So there's our win total. There's our some of our fun leaders there. We are going to introduce a new award. And I got to message FOCO because I feel like they would love to get behind this. Mm-hmm. Pitsy and I were thinking, what's a fun way to follow along with baseball season for just a pure entertainment side of things while also having like stake in the game?
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a Philadelphia chapter winner of this award, obviously for the brand. And then we'll have an overall Major League Baseball winner for this award. We are introducing the Platinum Plunk. The Platinum Plunk Award is going to be us following along with a Phillies pitcher and hitter who record the most hit by pitches on the season, both taking and dishing out, as well as the leader in Major League Baseball. And we hope to make this a very fun award, lighthearted, and it's all kind of modeled after our guy, the man, the myth, the legend, the man, number 26, Chase Utley, who was notorious.
Mr. Beanball.
Notorious for getting hit by pitches and taking one for the team. So the Platinum Plunk is going to be our hit by pitch. Follow along. We're going to have so much fun with it. We're going to try to keep up to date with it as much as possible so you guys are in the mix. But follow along with the Platinum Plunk. And, dude, I love that we thought of this.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy about it. I think this is like a fun little thing that you can follow along with. That it's not so serious. And like, yeah, hit by pitches happen. Like, let's make it fun.
Who do you think is going to be the inevitable Phillies winner, both as a hitter and a pitcher for the Platinum Plunk?
All right. I got Bryson Stott as my hitter.
Okay.
And for pitcher, can I just like pick a relief pitcher? For some reason, sure. I don't think it's gonna be a star pitcher. Can you name? I'm gonna look up some relief. But I just think it's gonna be a relief.
Pitcher. Alvarado, Jeff Hoffman, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Orion Kirkring.
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yeah,
that's his name.
Yeah,
thought it was like,
but
knighted. But you know what?
I need him to bring it back. His front run from the bullpen song was the Game of Thrones theme.
Yeah, when your name's Sir Anthony Dominguez, I mean, it sounds like you have a
house. He's my guy, too. Full of dragons. I will ride for Sir Anthony.
I think I'm going to go with him just because I thought his name was Sir. And I think that's just, it's so random, this topic. Why not even go more random with the who wins it?
My platinum plunk. I'm going to curate a little data here.
Okay. See, I'm all vibes. I'm all feeling.
Because I have two in mind, but I want to make sure that I'm like in the right frame of reference.
Okay. Hope, yeah.
Let's see.
Gather all the data that you can. Oh.
It's one of those things that like I feel like I'm in the right mind frame for it. Of knowing who is going to. Yes. Okay. I didn't want to feel stupid. My inaugural pick for the Phillies Platinum Plunk Award is going to be. I also like your Bryson Stott pick. He finished second on the team in hit by pitches.
No way.
There's two guys tied for first.
That's incredible.
Mundo Sosa. And okay. My pick, JT Realmuto.
He was okay. I like that one.
JT and Edmundo Sosa were hit by pitches 9 times last year.
Jesus.
Stott was hit by 7. Trey Turner was hit by 6, as was Kyle Schwarber. Alec Bohm and Bryce Harper both hit by 5. I'm gonna go JT. I think JT is one of those gritty guys willing to take one for the team. Give me JT. And then my pitcher is going to be.
Who are we thinking?
Not a bad pick by you at Sir Anthony. He had 6, which was the most among Phillies relievers last year.
Dude, I know ball. I know ball.
I think just because of how deep he can go into games, I'm going to go Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
I'm going to go Zach Wheeler. He also led the team in hit by pitches last year. Kind of feels like a vibe. Not that it's a good thing, but I think Zach Wheeler, just based on how long he goes into games as opposed to other pitchers, he'll have a shot. I also would not be surprised if the bullpen walks away with the award either.
Okay.
So yeah, give me Wheeler and JT. You've got Bryson and Sir Anthony.
Bryson and Sir Anthony
for all of Major League Baseball, for the Platinum Plunk Award. And hopefully we can get this turned into a real award.
This would be so fun.
Hand this out to hitters. It would be so fun to
thank you for staying in there.
So taking one for the team, the Platinum Plunk Award. But let's get into our season predictions for Major League Baseball. Pitsy, who's going to win these divisions? We're going to go division by division. We're just going off of teams in division, kind of like feeling it out and who you think is going to walk away with a division title pennant in 2024. We will start in the American League. Your American League East: the Tampa Bay Rays, the New York Yankees, the Baltimore Orioles, the Toronto Blue Jays, and your Boston Red Sox.
Give me the Orioles. They were a fun team last year, and literally anybody but the Yankees. I don't think it's going to be the Red Sox. And how funny would it be if the Orioles won the division?
I'm with you. I think the Orioles are going to be very good. They're very talented. They're very fun. And I think they have what it takes to win the division, especially after the trades and moves they made this offseason. They have Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's son, waiting in the wings to come up. I think the Orioles are going to be very fun. And shout out to the boy, Cole Irvin, plays for the Orioles. American League Central. This is your division, Pitts. This is the division of nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
The Guardians, the Twins, the Tigers, the Royals, and the White Sox.
Feed me Los Tigres. Motor City Kitties. Parte dos. Because they're both kitties.
I am going to go with the Twins to come away with the division. I just think they have the overall roster depth to do it. Okay. And then we go to the American League West, which houses the World Series champion Texas Rangers, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, the Seattle Mariners, the Houston Astros, and the Oakland Athletics.
Yo, how funny would it be?
How funny would it be if the Athletics won the division?
There you go. How hilarious would it be that the A's going through all this shit between Oakland and Las Vegas, and you just have them become a Cinderella story? That'd be nice. However, I will go with the safe bet and go with the Astros.
I am going to go with the Mariners.
We play day one vibes
this year. I think they have a fun squad and have what it takes to potentially get over the hump and finally win that division. They've come close in the past couple years, and I think they got what it takes. Let's move to the National League East. The Phillies, the Mets, the Nationals, the Marlins, and the Braves. Who do you got winning the East?
Going Phils. Fuck it.
Ayo.
Come on. You can't have me on the show and not pick the Phils.
Hey, guess what? I'm feeling it. Guess what?
What?
I think the Phils are going to win the division this year, too. Let's get crazy.
Let's get crazy up in this bitch. I love it.
I think they have it. And I love the confidence that this team is poising it. Could this be recency bias and like fan bias? Sure. But the Phillies have proven year after year the past couple seasons that they have what it takes to beat the Braves in the postseason. Why can't they do it in the regular season? I think the Phillies can really showcase their talents this year and be a formidable force, potentially win the division, and really shock a lot of people and go from this wild card darling to like dominant force and put another banner up. Division pennants fly forever, baby.
Okay, Indianapolis.
National League Central. Another division of nonsense.
The Central is just the nonsense part of America.
The Cardinals, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Pirates, and the Reds.
This is tough. My first thought goes Cubbies. Because, you know, Bellinger, I think that puts him over, but I'm going Cubs. Fuck it. I'm going Cubs.
Cubs were like World where Cubs. I was leaning. But I don't know. Something's telling me the Reds are going to be fun this year. And guess who we're going to see when you're here, Pitsy? It's Phil's Reds.
Joey Votto?
Well, he's with the Toronto Blue Jays now.
Oh, he did get signed.
Well, you can see Ellie.
Oh, he's sick.
I'm going to take the Reds to win the NL Central. I think they're a fun, frisky team. Oh, okay. And like, could kind of be like the Orioles of last year and really, you know, move their way up and get into the postseason again. Then we go to the NL West, where we've got the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Diego Padres, San Francisco Giants, the reigning National League champion Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Colorado Rockies.
I'm going Dodgers. Shohei Mookie Betts, and who they got, one other person that I'm blanking on.
Freddie Freeman,
thank you. And a couple other studs too. I just stacked roster top to bottom.
Yeah, I'm going Dodgers as well. Although, you know, our teams have less losses than the Dodgers already. So makes you
nice.
Makes you think.
Do the Red Sox have a fighting chance? Do the fighting Phils have a fighting chance? I think we could probably see each other in the World Series potentially.
So with that, we have the Orioles. You have the Tigers. I have the Twins. You have the Astros. I have the Mariners. We both have the Phillies. You have the Cubs. I have the Reds. We both have the Dodgers. Who do you have as potential wild card teams? Doesn't have to be from this clip of everything we've had, but who do you think has a chance to make it into the wild card? Both leagues get Pirates. Two wild cards.
Pirates sneaking in there with a wild card would be incredible. I'm going Pirates in there for National League.
Who's your one. American? We'll do one each from
one each. Sox. You got to believe. I don't know why. As much shit as I'm talking about them and as down as everyone is on them, don't count out this team. For some reason, they could sneak into a wild card. Yeah, they'll lose in the first round of the first round, but still, to be there, it's an honor.
I am going to go with the Cubs. Actually, no. Cubs will be, but I think I'm more solidified. I'm going to go Giants.
Oh, good.
No. See, the National League is tricky. Because obviously, like, the Braves are going to get in one way or another, whether it's a wild card.
That's what I mean. I could have said that too. That was my other one. But they're going to get in. What are we thinking?
Yeah, give me the Giants. As much as I hate it, give me the Giants. And American League, give me Texas.
Okay.
Texas is a wild card. Kind of a fall off from winning the division in the World Series. Got to fight their way back, but
yeah, it's really tough to repeat in baseball. I really don't remember a team going back to back, even the Astros didn't.
No, I think it was the Yankees in the early 2000s. It was the last.
Yeah, because even the Royals went one, lost one for like all the even years during the 2010s.
Yeah, because the Phillies could have done it. The Yankees were cheating because Alex Rodriguez was on steroids.
What?
But yeah, it was the Yankees who won 98, 99, 2000.
Jeez. Last time. We haven't seen that sort of dominance in a while. Yeah.
Which is kind of fun for baseball. Keeps the parity going and makes it like that much more of a fun thing to try to attain. Mm-hmm. So there's our overall predictions. I have some props for you, Pitsy. But before I do, I got to tell our friends about Kenwood Beer.
What?
The official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It is a refreshing light beer, just 4.1% ABV, 120 calories, just 8 grams of carbs. Go to kenwoodbeer.com and use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenwood Beer on tap in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Maryland, and New Jersey areas. Must be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. Let's see here, Pitsy. Are you ready for the Fight and Phil's props?
I'm ready for it.
Phillies, here we go. Here we go. Looking here. So, right now, as our prediction stands, the Phillies to win the division is plus 310 to win the division.
Those aren't bad odds.
They're plus 750 to win the National League and plus 1,400 to win the World Series.
Okay. Not too bad.
Some more futures here.
I like that.
Let's see. This is hilarious. National League 2024. National League 2024 exact result. Plus 15,000. Phillies beat the Mets.
That would be generational.
That would be absurd.
That would be generational.
Absurd. Phillies, let's see. Player totals. Let's see. Bryce Harper regular season total home runs. Over underline is 30 and a half.
I got, I say like around 35. Around
I'm smashing the over.
Smash that over.
The over is minus 120. That's not terrible.
That isn't bad.
I'll take
at
that
all.
Over. Hands down. Give me the over there on Bryce's home runs. Scrolling through. Kyle Schwarber, regular season total home runs, over under 39 and a half.
Oof.
He said over 40 the last two seasons.
Give me I'll go over. Over. I'll go over. Over. Yeah, I got it.
Minus 110 on the over. It's a beautiful thing. Moving right along. Shout out to former Philly, Rhys Hoskins. That still is gross to say. His season total
that
home
is
runs
gross.
Over under 27 and a half for the big fella.
Under.
I'm going to go over. I don't know why. I just think Rhys is going to have a nice bounce back season. Trey Turner, regular season total home runs, over under 23 and a half.
Under.
I'm going to go over. Trey smacked them last year.
That's just, okay.
I'll give you a frame of reference for how many he ended up hitting.
Yeah, maybe I need a frame of reference on this one.
Trey Turner last season hit 26 home runs.
Still going under.
I think like Trey's going to mash because now that first year of Philly, like no standing ovations, no early season slump. Mm-hmm. I think Trey's in his zone and ready to smack some dingies.
All right. Okay. I'm vibing.
Let's see here. Will Kyle Schwarber hit 300th career home run in 2024? I will give you his total home runs right now. Kyle Schwarber currently sits at 246 career home runs. So he would have to hit 54 home runs this year to reach 300.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think we'll see 300 this year.
Yeah, a lot would have to go right. It would be awesome because then I knew the Phillies offense would be on a fucking tirade. But
bender, bro.
It's plus 500. So, I mean, for somebody with the capabilities of Kyle Schwarber, who in the last couple of seasons in a Phillies uniform has hit 46 and 47 home runs respectively.
Mm-hmm.
It's not out of the question that if, you know, he finds the ball and a couple more pitches there, it's a fun one to put a little sprinky on.
Absolutely. I just, that's a lot. It's a lot of.
And then let's see here. Oh, this is a fun one. Well, we have a first-time winner in the World Series.
Oh, I like that one.
Plus 900.
No.
Is a yes. No is minus 1,400.
I don't think we'll have a first-time winner, unfortunately.
I agree with you. It's going to be the fucking fightings, bro. The fightings.
And they've done it before.
Let's see here. Oh, this is fun. National League 2024. Which league has the winning division? So, like, which league comes out on top as the National League champion? Is it the NL East, the NL West, or the NL Central?
I don't think it's the NL Central, I'll tell you that.
You'd be correct in terms of odds because they're at plus 475.
I think the highest odds would definitely be the NL West.
NL West is actually the middle there, plus 125. NL East rides them out at plus 120. Just barely.
All right, interesting.
And then the American League East is the favorite right now at plus 125. The AL West at plus 135, and the AL Central at plus 400.
The AL East, well, the Yankees are decent. Orioles can make some noise. Toronto, Blue Jays, yeah, Tampa Bay. And then there's your good old Bo Sox, baby. Let's go, ownership. Who needs a baseball team when you got a fucking soccer team? I'm not bitter.
That's why you just come have fun with the Phils.
I'll just go down the underground and hang with my Philly peeps.
I'm also thrilled. We will be bringing back one of everyone's favorite segments. The NL East and MLB run differentials are back.
I love it. I need it. I need it injected. I need it injected in my veins. It's the one thing that keeps me so in tune with baseball.
Birthed from a fun little bit, it has turned into a staple, and it has turned into major publications and big time Big J journalists talking about run differential in the norms. And you know what? You're welcome, baseball.
Yeah, we did that. You're welcome. That's what we do here. That's what we do. All right. We just revolutionize down here. You're welcome for bringing it to the Pantheon.
You're welcome.
What can I say except
you're welcome.
See you in a week, Dwayne.
So, yeah, baseball's here. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be at Citizens Bank Park. I can't wait to be housing Bulls Barbecue. That's something else you got to try when you're at the park.
Just feed it to me.
Burnt ends cheesesteak, brother.
Oh, wow.
It's delish. Just let me know.
I'm going to eat all of it. I'm going to eat everything given to me.
We are going to be at the ballpark so much this coming weekend and into next week. Pitsy, let's talk a little brackets before we wrap up the show. It is brought to you by our awesome pals over at Dead Threads. And you know what, Pitsy? I queued this up, actually. Let's talk a little madness.
Let's talk.
Yeah, the madness. It's brought to you by our awesome pals over at Dead Threads. It is a new take on sports, celebrity, and culture, all cultivated into some awesome artwork that you can wear on a shirt, on a sweatshirt. Dead Threads is the place to go. And right now, we know your brackets are dead. Your brackets are dead. Kentucky, Jack Golke crushed you. NC State crushed you. All your brackets are dead. We want you guys, if you're in our bracket challenge group, DM us your dead brackets, and we're going to pick some lucky winners, and you're going to receive some awesome apparel from our pals at Dead Threads. DM us those dead brackets with just fun story. Why you picked so, we love a fun story too. But DM us your dead brackets, and we're going to pick some lucky winners to win some awesome apparel from our friends at Dead Threads. Because remember, everyone, dead brackets equals dead threads. You can go to deadthreads.shop as well, or click the link in the description and use our code underground. You get 10% off an order from our pals at Dead Threads. That's deadthreads.shop, or click the link in the description. You get 10% off your order from our pals at Dead Threads. Dead Threads, you're the best, and dead brackets equals dead threads. Pitsy, opening week of the tournament was absolutely bonkos, my guy. And we're getting ready for the second weekend, and it's one of those times of the year that, like, I feel like all the hype dies down from the madness because you have to wait 3 days for it to kick back up again.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very excited for the return of the madness to coincide with opening day. There's so much going on, and there's going to be some great games coming up this weekend.
Yeah, well, we got Thursday.
We got Thursday, UConn, Friday, San Diego Thursday. State. We got Illinois and Iowa State. We got UNC and Alabama. We got Arizona and Clemson. We got Houston and Duke on Friday. We got NC State and Marquette. We it's got beautiful. Purdue and Gonzaga on Friday. And we've got Creighton and Tennessee on Friday as well. Some awesome matchups. Shout out to NC State being the lone, like, double-digit seed to make it through to the second weekend. And I'm pumped for another weekend of March Madness.
I can't wait because it's just something to watch. And it's so it's the best time of year because it's bad. It's moment after moment at the end of the game. You know, you just like every game seems like it's close at this point with Sweet 16 and whatnot. Like, it's just awesome. I'm so excited too.
It's going to be an absolute blast. I'm sure we'll be curating some potential live streams as well, which is probably what also equated to my food poisoning. Not really. I know what caused it, but man, those streams were brutal.
Yeah, those long.
We were fighting. We were battling through. But March Madness is just a fun time. It's a doozy of a time, and you're going to win some awesome prizes if you come in first, which right now are going to go to CFO Margie because she's leading the way in the bracket challenge.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, what? I was going to say something because I haven't really looked because I've been so dead in the water. So I go to look as we're going to talk about it, and I see 63rd. Not great, Bob. But who the fuck's in first? It's Margie? Are you serious? Dude. Queen State Queens, girl. Like, it's insane. It's awesome.
She's slaying the game. She knows the vibes. It's going to be a doozy of a weekend. I'll be at the Wells Fargo Center. Hopefully, I'll be as close to 100% on Thursday for the Wings game. And then Friday, we got opening day for the Fightins. Saturday, we got opening night for the Fightins. And at 1 o'clock, we got Wings season finale at home. So you got a nice little lead in Wings lacrosse, Phillies baseball. Sunday I'll be at the ballpark with little sis. Sarah and I will be doing our new tradition of the season tiki opener game. And then Tuesday, Pitsy, it all goes down.
The
boys are back.
So excited.
Give the people a rundown because I've seen clips. Give the people a rundown of everything that was going down on Raw.
Oh shit. Yeah. So
they might want to get their tomahawk shades ready and protect their eyeballs.
Dead ass.
Because tomahawk shades has the best small batch eyewear in the game, as we both know. Sunglasses, blue light glasses, and everything in between, prescription lenses. Download the Tomahawk Shades app in the App Store, Google Play Store. Or go to TomahawkShades.com, and when you go to checkout, use code USP. You get 25% off your order. Most effective and direct way to support everything we're doing is by using that code. So download the Tomahawk Shades app in the App Store, Google Play Store. Use code USP when you check out in the app or at TomahawkShades.com to get 25% off your order. Shout out to Tomahawk Shades. They've been rocking with us for 4 years now. I got the little anniversary update with Pitsy. You've been with the boys for 4 years.
I have. My first sponsorship ever having a show, whatnot, was Tomahawk Shades, and it was pretty cool. It's good that you're here with us for the ride. It's nice. So what happened on Raw for wrestling fans here in the underground or people who are just interested in The Rock? So what's going on is everyone knows about the Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes main event. Well, what happened? Cody was talking that ish about the bloodline and whatnot. And then The Rock just came out and surprised the entire WWE universe in the world. No one knew he was going to appear on this Raw and just came out, stared down Cody like it was, you know, some action movie, no words, and just whispered something in his ear. Now, when they get to Rock and ask him what we whispered, he said, ask Cody. Cody says it's a promise that The Rock can't keep. All right, so flash forward to the end of the show. It's just mayhem, this chaos brewing. Excuse me, goes all the way into the back. Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso are attacking Cody Rhodes. And then who comes out of nowhere but Dwayne Johnson himself. And he attacks Cody, is throwing metal trash cans at him and just saying, look at you now. Look at you now. Because he's down and, you know, on the ground getting beat by the bloodline once again. And then he takes him outside and chokes him out. Chokes him out and then makes him bleed. And takes out a weight belt with Mama Rhodes on it with the Rock's logo in the middle. And wiped Cody's blood on it. Now, here's the thing. That was great. It was absolutely incredible.
What?
And it was like literally shades out of the Attitude Era. Here's my thing with it. I've never been more excited for a wrestling event after this. And if you are not into, or like if you're on that fence of wanting to get back into it or not, this is the time to do it. And like WrestleMania is only going to solidify it. What is this image you just sent me? Oh, there.
It's your guy. Mr. Rager, speaking into the press conference. How great is he?
That is a great
player. How great is he?
I like that. That is cool.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best.
I still have tickets to sell with Mania. I'm going to promote it here because we need to get rid of these tickets because Sarah and I have extra ones. Crazy. It is section 229, row 18, seats 19 and 20. That's for Saturday. And then for Sunday, 224, row 24, seats 25 and 26. Literally reach out. Dead serious. I don't even have a price. That's how we're doing it. I don't even have a price.
Slide in the DMs.
Just do it, please.
Yeah, WrestleMania week up and coming. I have allegedly seen some pictures of things and man.
Yeah, welcome.
Man.
It's going to be a spectacle.
You're going to be great googly mooglying.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
Also, Armani Blanco at Wale Mania.
I'm so excited for Wale Mania. You have no idea.
That is going to be an absolute doozy of a time.
Dude, that is just the...
What day is that again? Nonsense.
I think that's Thursday.
Okay.
That's Thursday, which is... That's the just... Welcome.
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, Pitts bought VIP tickets, which I was looking into. You didn't need to buy VIP tickets. It just gives you balcony access.
That's it?
Yeah.
But I am a VIP, Kyle. I don't wait in lines. Champions don't wait in lines. I didn't care what it cost. I was like, I just want to get in there.
But we are allegedly going to be at Wale Mania at the building formerly known as the Electric Factory. And I have no idea what to expect.
I'm ready. I'm ready for anything. This is what we live for. I'm so excited.
Billie Eilish.
I was like, I've heard that name. And then I played the song. And then I went, okay. I'm excited. Because I pictured him singing it there and me. I'm just like, drinking hands.
Have you seen the video of him performing it and Billie Eilish comes out on stage?
Yeah, I've seen that. That's an electric video.
But yeah, WrestleMania week, which means Pitsy's in studio all week long, and Stevie Mack potentially making an appearance as well.
He's got to.
Doozy of a week. Gearing up for it. And DJ has said he's already started my subscription for therapy.
Bro, get ready to enjoy the wrestling crowd, dude. Pat McAfee on Friday.
What?
And Triple H.
What?
Like, come on, it's gonna be so fun.
It's gonna be a doozy, and I can't wait. I can't wait to be back at the ballpark and see everyone's beautiful faces as we get ready for another chapter of Fightin' Phil's baseball on the horizon. Make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Follow Pitsy on Twitter at Pat_Pitts and on Instagram and Threads at Pitsy35. Follow me at KBIZZL311 on Twitter and KBIZZLE11 on Instagram and Threads. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form, but especially those two. Pump the numbies up. Keep subscribing. Be a friend. Tell a friend. And, of course, Subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That's where you get full video episodes of this show twice a week, full video episodes of every show on our network, live stream shorts, clips. I'm sure you'll be seeing a metric shit ton of video content when Pitsy is here on the YouTube channel. So go subscribe, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Get your merch at phiapparel.co. Code Underground, 10% off your merch order. And of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland. Whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process, and their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. This has been episode number 624 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, the big baseball preview show with KB and Pitsy. Everybody, we only got one more sleep by the time you're listening to this until Phillies baseball. Let's gear up and get ready for a ride of a lifetime that hopefully has us hoisting a World Series trophy. But until then, we're getting the heck up out of here. We are signing off. Peace.